In the United States, two people have been killed during anti-Wall Street protests. One man shot himself in Vermont, and another was fatally shot in Oakland. In the meantime, police have arrested dozens of protesters at Berkeley University in California. They also clashed with protesters who wanted to set up camps. Iran and Russia have signed a strategic security and intelligence cooperation agreement. The deal was inked during a visit by the Deputy Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council to the Russian capital, Moscow. Iran's envoy also discussed IAEA's latest report on Tehran's nuclear program with Russian officials. The head of Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, has warned any military action against Iran or Syria would impact the whole region. He accuses the U.S. and Israel of trying to weaken, quote, the axis of resistance in the region through putting Tehran and Damascus on the defensive. Israel has released Press TV's correspondent Hassan Bani, abducted by the Israeli commandos. Hassan was accompanying a group of peace activists en route to the besieged Gaza Strip last Friday when the ship was attacked. Hassan says they confiscated the cameras and other electronic devices of the people on board. Forces loyal to Yemen's embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh have shelled residential areas in the southern city of Taiz. At least 13 civilians, including two children, have been killed, with dozens more wounded. Taiz and other Yemeni cities have been the scene of rallies demanding Saleh's resignation since February. Forces loyal to the Bahraini regime have once again attacked the house of the country's main opposition leader. They also fired tear gas canisters at his car. This a day after the Saudi-backed forces injured several protesters with rubber bullets during fresh rallies demanding the regime's downfall. Thailand's worst floods in 50 years are receding in the west of the capital, Bangkok. Residents have already begun the task of cleaning it up. Latest figures show that since July, more than 530 people have been killed in the flooding. Nearly 3 million have been affected nationwide. And finally, in Hong Kong, young people have rushed to get married on what is considered a very lucky day. Many residents believe the 6 months in November 11, 2011 could bring them happiness. The wedding business has been jam-packed. Some had even reserved their feast 2 years in advance.